Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. We're here to talk about and to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, and healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. During the second half of the show today, we will actually be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you would like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. So before we actually start doing some repatterning, let's talk a little bit about resistance. I have been wanting to do this since last week's show. If you haven't heard it, it was a really great show where Gwen was demonstrating brilliantly her resistance.
Unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst to you until we identified what it was, but she was having very strong reactions to the topic for discussion that Mark brought up, and this was an impromptu call. We didn't have any idea what we're going to be talking about, so we kind of processed through this as it came up, but Gwen was getting really angry when Mark brought up the topic of discussion, which was placebos leading us into belief systems and how they manifest in our lives and our bodies. And so when we started looking at the anger, what was actually going on with Gwen, we realized it was just resistance, fear actually presenting itself as anger, again, unbeknownst to Gwen. And it was actually extremely fascinating to me. So I thought we would talk a little bit more today about the different forms of resistance, what it might look like, and maybe even do some clearing on it, see what we can uncover for ourselves or if there's any insight that comes through on how to move through the resistance.
Or even identify it.
Or identify it, right.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's clear some resistance.
Gwen, you sound a little bored.
Yeah, I don't like this topic.
I wasn't bored.
Okay.
I was actually being genuine today.
You're always genuine. That's one of the things that I love about you is that you don't cover up anything and so willing as, all three of us are actually, to expose the deepest parts of your subconscious on this show for everybody's benefit.
It's a form of exhibitionism, isn't it? Revealing our beliefs and our emotions and our resistance.
Yeah.
There's something about putting it out into the world that has got some exhibitionism in it, absolutely.
Well, it's easy for you, Mark. Nobody knows your last name.
That's right. I'm like Cher. Or Bono or Prince or something. That's right, the one name guy.
With a much less unique name, so even harder to identify you.
So true.
If anybody knows who Mark really is, if you recognize that voice, give us a call. I can't do it, but you can do it.
We're going to pull that.
Yeah, we're going to unmask you right here today.
I definitely have resistance to that idea. Yes.
All right, resistance. Let's talk about it some more. Gwen, I feel like you've got some more experiences that may be good to share about resistance.
Oh, that's funny. I was just thinking, I have some resistance to resistance. I don't like to have it revealed that I have resistance. It's like there's some shame in there affiliated with identifying or acknowledging resistance.
Which I think is about the opposite of most people. I think that there's shame associated for a lot of people in exposing the truth about how they're feeling or you know, their beliefs or what's really going on with them. That is something, again, that makes you very different than a lot of people that I've worked with, is that you're saying right there that you experience shame in trying to cover up what's really going on with you authentically, which is great. I mean, Gwen, you got to give yourself a pat on the back.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, whereas last week, I had a smoke screen come up, I literally just felt a wall come up talking about me having resistance.
And you actually thought it was about our the topic that we were discussing, which I think in reality you didn't have any resistance to placebos themselves. You had resistance to where that topic of discussion was going to lead us.
Yeah, because I couldn't even understand it. It wasn't making any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And you thought that it was anger. You just openly expressed right then, you know, I'm feeling anger come up right now, just in even what we were discussing. And then when we identified it as fear, you immediately were like, oh, yes, it actually is fear. Like the anger dissipated instantly for you, and you were sensing the real feeling behind that anger, which was fear.
Yes, it was amazing, and it was instant. Literally, the minute you said fear, my stomach just knotted up. The anger was gone. It was quite astonishing. Mm.
So, Mark, you kind of travel the world and really take an interest in studying people and their behaviors, and you've worked in a leading role in management roles and working with people, counseling people. You know, you do financial consulting, and you counsel people a lot on a subject that can trigger a lot of people. How do you feel about what Gwen demonstrated for us last week, fear posing as anger? Do you see that a lot?
Absolutely. In myself as well. I have a front row seat for my own process, so that one I identified with directly. But on a regular basis, I see that acting out in others' lives as they process through the challenges that they have. And in you mentioned a lot of things that I work with, and it's absolutely been the anger and the frustration turns into blame, turns into looking to a little bit of victim mentality, someone else outside of me, which is a lot of, Gwen said the word smokescreen. I really resonate with that, which is just, it's sort of obfuscation of what is really going on for that person. And it feels so much as we trace and work through those, we get back to a place of fear in the individual that has just kind of acted out in all these other ways. So absolutely identify with that.
Wow. Well, let's look into this a little bit more when we come back from the break. I think we're just starting to open things up. And again, I know I have no idea what's going to be revealed, but I'm excited.
Me too.
All right. Well, like I said before, in the second half of the show, we're going to be taking live calls. If you want to start getting ready, the number that you're going to be calling is 800-930-2819. And if you want to check out my website, consciousrepatterning.com, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz. each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about resistance today. And I'm feeling like we're going to start doing some clearing. We use conscious repatterning for this. Anything that you are wanting to move through, anything that you are wanting to release, this is the way to do it. Of course, we'll be taking calls in the next segment. But until then, let's start working amongst the three of us and see what we can clear or acknowledge around resistance. Let's start off with the opening prayer and just ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today, including anybody that calls in later in the show, receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, what are you feeling? What are you feeling about resistance?
Well, you say feeling, and it always throws me off because I get up in my head so quickly. But the first thing I was thinking
is it resistance to
feeling?
You
see the way
feeling?
I did that? Oh! So busted. Absolutely.
We're just going to stop you right there.
I just run around the corner. Did you see that? Oh, man.
Yes.
I absolutely have resistance to not only to feeling my feelings, seeing my feelings, and expressing my feelings. The whole package is I just don't feel competent in that area. So I go up in my head because I just feel stronger up there. And and fear, I think we mentioned that earlier, but fear underlies my feelings and moving into them. So, yeah, I'm feeling resistance.
Well, you know, this, it reminds me of some of the ways that resistance has presented itself in my life or in my being. And I want to check in with you, Mark, and see if you've experienced anything like this. Is actual physical sensation, physical pain, something trying to distract you from the direction that you're headed? Have you ever felt that?
I don't feel a lot in my body, or I don't acknowledge the feelings. Has been my pattern. I just sort of take it, I think I got something that's just uncomfortable, but I'm pushed through it, I'm fine. So that's not my strong suit, is feeling things in my body. So I'm not sure I can pinpoint one right now.
Well, it's your resistance to feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's see if we can identify where that is coming from. I feel like you're getting some information around that, Gwen.
I was getting that you experienced pain at 3. I mean, I see you kind of curled up in a ball.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was emotional and physical.
That's interesting. I guess that's why that was coming to you, Gwen, because it feels like I've got something similar going on. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
This
yeah.
is this is probably the first time ever when we're working with someone else that I wasn't agreeing with you with my muscle testing. But because I do my muscle testing in a way that tells me when I'm lying to myself, I also got that it wasn't true. So that let me know that I had resistance coming up to acknowledging what was going on with Mark, because I have something similar going on. So we are handing the floor over to you, Gwen, to tell us what's going on with us.
Well, it's something about the experience of being ganged up on, and I don't mean necessarily by a group of bullies. It feels more like a family situation where you felt ganged up on, so that's where the emotional component came into it, too. It wasn't like tremendous physical pain, but it was a combination of feeling betrayed and some physical pain.
I feel like with Mark, it was that he needed comforting. He had emotional pain, and I feel like it had to do with something going on emotionally that didn't even have to do with him, but he was witnessing it as a very sensitive little boy, and he wanted physical comfort and wasn't given the actual physical touch that he needed to help him to move through the emotional pain that he was feeling in witnessing other people's emotional pain.
Wow. I don't know why that resonates with me, because I have obviously I don't have a memory of anything, but it's like there's something about, as you said it, that just really feels right to me.
Yeah, so let's cut the cords between emotional pain and physical pain, because I do feel like it affects your body physically, which is one of the reasons, the main reason I just got why you have kind of disconnected from feeling your emotions.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, let's do that. I'm so interested in this. I want to do this before we move on to anything else, mainly because I want to see if it clears for you. Okay?
Great. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It did. It did. When I checked to see, is Mark resisting feeling? No. Seeing, expressing? No. Is Mark afraid of feeling his emotional body? No. Is he afraid of feeling pain? No. Okay, I don't know why that just came in, but I get that you're not even afraid of that. Oh, it's emotional pain.
Emotional pain, yes.
Emotional pain. And it is important sometimes to feel what we have been stifling for so long. When we do a clearing, a lot of times it comes up, but it comes up really quickly. It moves really quickly, and then it's gone. And it's a different feeling. It doesn't have the hopelessness or the helplessness or the feeling that it's just you're never going to get through it. When it releases, but the resistance to feeling that come up can continue to perpetuate, you know, whatever blocks that's creating for you. So the resistance to feeling pain definitely needs to be cleared so that you can feel the emotion. You're going to feel them. You get ready. You're going to feel some of that stuff.
Yes.
Coming up, but it's going to feel really good to you.
That's what I love about your work. I've heard you say this, Deborah. It's like you get excited when you uncover things or recognize your own kind of resistance to anything, because you can identify it, sit with it, move through it, and you come out of the other side of it, and it's like the sun's breaking out. You know, it's like it's a whole release of this holding in that's been going on. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do, and I love your work. I love doing this stuff. It's great.
Have you noticed how almost every person that we have calling into the show, when I ask them how they feel at the end, they say lighter. Almost
lighter.
They all say lighter.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I'm like, well, I know that part. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to hearing it. But that's why, is that when you are suppressing and holding all of these things in and carrying the burden of the non-feeling, it starts to weigh on you. It weighs on you physically. It weighs on you emotionally. It weighs on you mentally. It weighs on you spiritually. And we do a clearing to open it up and allow the sun to shine through, like you just said. You feel it instantly just lift.
Yes, I just did. And it's every time we do this, it's exactly that same experience, the lightening, getting lighter, feeling that I have, and I can feel my energy come up. I feel my enthusiasm for life go up, and it sustains. It's not just like in this moment like a drug or something. It just carries through, and I move into whatever the next thing in my journey is, and it feels wonderful. a great way to live.
Nice. Well, good job.
Yes.
I was checking in with you, Gwen, also to see where your resistance was, and I'm not picking up anything. But I do get that I've got some resistance, and I also get that I'm not able to see it clearly. So I was wondering if you would help me out with that.
With you, I'm getting it's something happening when you were young in that you felt ganged up on. I get you were older.
Was it the time in middle school when I got beat up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, it was after school. I was in a brand new school, and I was the white girl, and I was in a Hispanic school. I think just about everybody in the school was Hispanic except for me, and I had blue eyes. And after school, in the schoolyard, they surrounded me. It was probably about 8 different girls, and I got beat up for the first time. Actually, I think it's the only time that I've actually just been hit, and I had the wind knocked out of me, and it was...
Wow.
It was a very eye-opening experience that people might actually want to physically hurt me.
I've never experienced that.
Okay, so I guess we've got to clear between each one of those girls and clear the experience. Is that it?
There's a belief in there. There's a belief in there that you need to clear.
Well, that people want to...
No, it's that you deserved it.
Oh. There's my resistance. I didn't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also get we need to know why I feel like I deserved it.
I feel like it had to do with you feeling like you had privileges. You know, you had privileges that they didn't.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm going to say it. I don't like this. All right. My family always had people doing things for them. So we had somebody cleaning our house. We had people working in the yard. We had people building our buildings. And they were all the people that looked like the people that I was going to school with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, gosh, it hurts to even say that.
Wow.
Gosh, not that I like to admit this, Gwen, but you are right on with that. Mm-hmm. And this is something that created a lot of separation between me and my family. And, you know, at this time in my life, it's been about 10 years since I've been estranged from them. Because I didn't feel like I resonated with the things that they were teaching us, which is we are better than others. And, you know, I think that this experience was arising for me because I was in a school where all of the children looked like the people that we had doing things for us. You know, my father would hire people. Actually, everybody that worked for us was kind of under the table, and none of them spoke English. They all spoke Spanish because both of my parents speak Spanish. And I think I related those children with the people that we had doing things for us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is really hard for me to look at, and it's really hard for me to admit on the radio. I think you nailed it there, and I am ready to clear it. Is there anything else we need to know?
No, but the word that I was hearing is that you abdicated the family throne when you estranged yourself.
I did. I couldn't. This is not something that was, you know, periodic. It was every time we got together as a family, they were bragging about how much better they were than whoever it may be.
Wow.
That we were the elite, and I don't know where they got these beliefs from, but I referenced a few shows back that I went back for my father's 75th birthday because I felt like it was important for me to put aside my beliefs, the differences in our beliefs, and the differences in the way that we choose to live our lives and celebrate my father's 75th birthday with him. And I saw it all again. It was very difficult for me because I made the decision to just maintain the peace, to not express what I was feeling. But I saw my brother teaching his own children the same thing, you know, and saying it regularly. So It's a little emotional for me. Can we do a clearing now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mark, I'm going to ask you to close up this segment going into the next break because I just need to focus on this clearing.
Absolutely. And let me just say this while you're finishing this up. At the end of last week's show, you complimented Gwen on her willingness to be vulnerable and just how important that was for sharing the message and for our own growth to be brave within that. I don't know if you use that word, but that's what I got from it. And I'm feeling the same way towards you right now. It's like your willingness to be vulnerable in your own process and not just be the one who's sort of distant and helping others, but this is what you do. This is your life that you're putting on display for us and to help us kind of work through our things as well and to grow with this process together is really beautiful. And I'm just feeling a ton of gratitude for you right now. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too.
And resistance is such a beautiful topic to explore because everyone resonates with the term resistance. And we don't like to feel vulnerable or not competent or to risk embarrassment or to risk someone else's assessment or judgment of what we're going through or what's really. And we have these masks we wear. And to be able to lower those down, have a process to work through those issues and move on, it really does feel like sunshine. And I'm feeling some sunshine right now. So thank you.
Aww.
So in the next segment, we're going to be taking your calls, and let me give that number. It is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com. where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, and we've been talking about conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, releasing limiting beliefs, patterns, subconscious blocks to fulfilling your highest potential. We're going to start taking some live calls, and we can work with just about anything. We can work with relationships, prosperity, health, identifying and releasing any blocks or resistance that there may be to, like I said, fulfilling your highest potential. So let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We have Todd calling in from St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you for calling. What can we help you today with, Todd?
Hi, Deborah. Well, it's great to be with you. I was just thinking about what you do in the clearing process. I was just, first, I guess I really had a question for you. If you're able to kind of go into somebody else's experience and see if where they have blockages. I mean, are you able to actually do that, or do you need something very specific to work with?
Well, to use your terms, I'm not going into your experience, and I'm not actually connecting with you. I'm connecting with divine energy that's telling me what I need to know about you. So that is a really good question. Nobody's ever asked that before. I'm not going into your consciousness. So I'm not going to be able to see anything or get any information that is not in alignment with your highest good and my highest good to get. I can ask what is the highest priority for you, and I can already tell you that your mother is coming up. There's something around your mother that can be cleared. But I also feel that there's some other areas that we can go into as well.
Sure. So, one of the things I experienced in my life is I have like a duality. I have, like left and right, black and white. I often have two things that are competing for my time or my focus or my energy, and I find it to be a very debilitating sometimes where I kind of feel like I'm on the fence trying to choose between two things. I'm just trying to figure out how to be how to not have to be on that fence so much, because I'd like to be able to move more smoothly or more consciously in my life. I wonder if you could help me figure out why I'm on the fence on so many things.
I do get that this is two different aspects of yourself that seem to be in conflict with each other and pulling at each other different directions.
Yes.
In this case, I would ask that all aspects of you be synergized and all aspects of you be brought into alignment with your highest good and I always like to include the greater good in that, the highest good of the greater good, and then also with your divine potential, which I get is much more than you've actually been fulfilling. I feel like you've done a really great job of fulfilling a good portion of it, but you're also blocking a big portion of it at the same time.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited to hear that because that's exactly how I feel, by the way. I do feel like I am getting close. I feel like I have a lot that I want to offer or to give if I can, but I'm having a hard time giving it or finding a place to give it correctly, maybe, or cleanly. So how do we do this? How do we clear that?
We're just going to do a clearing, and I basically work kind of behind the scenes. There's a lot that goes into what I do, but I've simplified the process for your benefit so that you don't have to be involved or engaged with all the little ins and outs that are coming into play.
Okay.
We basically just ask for all aspects of you to be synergized, like I said before, and I would also like to clear any blocks or resistance you have to fulfilling your highest potential and your full divine purpose.
That sounds great.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start a clearing, and then I feel like more is going to come up around that. Thank you.
Yep.
I'm still getting that it's important to clear with your mother. That is a very simple clearing. We don't need details. All we need to do is just clear whatever may be stuck with you two, cut any cords and clear any beliefs or patterns that aren't serving you. Is that okay?
Okay. Now let me ask you, when you say clearing, like that has a certain meaning to me. Like I think of a clear channel. I think of, something that was dirty or messy that needs to be cleaned up. But what does it mean to you?
Clearing is my catch-all phrase because I think it was the closest thing to what I was actually doing, but then it became more encompassing or all-encompassing. It starts out how you were describing clearing what's stuck, releasing the blocks, releasing the resistance, opening up channels of communication, of connection, of relating. Mm. But it's actually become just more than that. Like I said, my catch-all for everything that I do in my work. So when we're calling something in, aligning with it, I also call that clearing, just for simplicity's sake.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, still feels like there is a block. Let's see what it is. What I feel like? It's your heart. I feel your heart kind of closed. This is actually the biggest block that you have to fulfilling your full potential.
Well, what do you think that means? Not allowing something in or out or both?
Both. Mm. It's mainly a defense mechanism, protecting yourself, protecting your energy, your sensitivity levels, protecting yourself in relationship, all those things. So I would love to do some clearing on that and open up your heart. But first I would ask that you know that it's safe, that you know how to keep yourself safe and protected, and that we balance your sensitivities in a way that is serving you comfortably so that you don't start feeling too much, because that's a lot of reason why a lot of us close down our hearts is because we feel too much. I want to balance that, and there's something else. Let me see what it is. Show you how to feel love, purest form, specifically.
That would be nice.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. I would be surprised if you actually didn't feel this one.
Well, I feel a little bit nervous, actually, because I have this sense that you're right. I feel like I need to be actively involved in some way. I'm not sure how to do that.
Well, that becomes
trying to let it go
after the fact. We're clearing whatever blocks or resistance are present for you, and then your intuitive knowing comes in afterwards. And it may actually come in during the clearing, but you may wake up tomorrow with new insights. That's part of your process, but it's not something that you really have to understand right now. It's not something you have to figure out right now.
No.
But what we're doing essentially is clearing your resistance to receiving that information. And that brings me to another thing, is that I am not getting that you trust your intuition, but I also am getting that you're highly intuitive.
Well, I live through my intuition. It's actually helped me become successful in a number of different ways. I've learned to trust it in a way, but and then there are parts of me that I'm still resisting, I think, that you're picking up on. So, does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Let's just show you how to trust your intuition. I think there's a fear that you have that you're receiving information that is not pure or not serving you.
Oh, my God, that's very good. That's true.
I think that you were in your past, but something that you have done along your journey has really straightened you out to where you're not receiving information that's trying to sabotage you.
Yeah, well, that's what my whole last 3 or 4 years has been about. It's been trying to trust myself and trust the world and be the person I think I was meant to be. So I've been working really hard at that the last few years. So I'm very impressed that I'm not sure how you're getting that, but that seems to ring true. I mean, that is true. It's true. I'm not sure how much to share about that whole process, but what you just said is true.
So let's show you how to trust your intuition and clear the fear of receiving information that's not serving you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I get that you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
I think that's it. We're
yep.
still in the middle of the clearing right now, but I think that's all we've got to do when I check in to see if Todd is fulfilling his full potential. Yep. I get yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that makes you happy.
Yeah, I don't get that you're on the fence anymore.
So what does that mean?
I don't exactly know, honestly.
Okay.
I'm going back to what you said at the beginning, and I didn't get a lot of clarity. I didn't go, Todd, tell me exactly what you mean. Can you explain that in a way that I can understand and relate? So I didn't really understand what you were saying, but I don't have to because I'm a facilitator.
Right.
I'm connecting in. You are basically putting in your request. When we first started talking, you said something like everything's black and white, left and right, you're on the fence. You seem to be on the fence about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going in and asking, okay, what do we need to do? But I don't need to have a detailed understanding of what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I'm going back to the terminology you used, asking, is that still true based on what you meant? And I get that's not true anymore.
That's crazy. I don't know if it's something you're doing with me or if I'm doing myself or it's my mind or my spirit. I do have a sense of a little bit of euphoria or might be the right word, I guess, or excitement around the possibility and that would be true. And I'd like to see how it feels tomorrow morning when I wake up. But I feel wonderful talking to you. There's a great sense of a connection I have with you that's very natural and feels right to me. So.
Well,
thank
to answer your question, it's something that we're doing together.
Okay.
Because I'm working with, my intuition and discovering, what is it there that's blocking you and then working on an energetic level to help you to release that.
Yeah.
But the sense of euphoria is something that I hear quite often when I work with someone. So I do also have a lot of feedback from people that say that they have accomplished things very shortly after their session that they have been wanting to do their whole lives and then just haven't been able to do, like something is holding them back or standing in front of them. And then once we do this session and that's cleared, it's just so much easier for you. It's not like it's going to get done for you, but it is going to release whatever blocks. Whatever has been holding you back so that it just makes it makes a world of difference in how easy it is for you to move forward.
That would be a wonderful thing. So can I check back with you and as time goes on and say, hey, this is what happened to me after our experience?
Yes, please. That's my favorite part.
Okay, great. I'm trying to decide whether I trust it or not, right? But I have this sense of like a new beginning. So we'll see.
Beautiful. And yes, just going back to trusting your intuition, I test really strong right now that you trust your intuition. So you're right. It is a new beginning.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
Thank you so much for calling in. We've got to take a break right now. If you want to join us in the next segment, we have time for one more caller. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, and we are working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, experiences, and blocks, aligning you with healthy, loving relationships, ease, grace, prosperity, whatever it is you're wanting to call back into your life. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have Anne calling in from Westerly, Rhode Island. Thank you so much for calling. What can we help you with today, Anne?
Well, my first question is, does my name matter? Because I kind of use my middle name to...
No, it does not matter. We've said this on some of the previous shows, but I don't say it often enough. I want everybody out there to know your name does not matter. So using your middle name is fine, and making up a completely different name is fine also. I don't need your name to connect
okay.
in.
And,
yeah, so
well,
thank you.
I didn't want to take too much time if you have other callers waiting, and I don't have a specific thing I'm calling about, but is there anything that you see for me, or do I need to tell you something?
I do feel like a clearing between you and your father would be good. That's the first thing that's coming in. Is there anything in your life that you are wanting to change?
in any way. I'm going to give you a second to think about that, and I'm going to actually start the clearing with you and your father, if that's okay with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So how do you feel about that? Are you recognizing anything in your life that you would like to be just a little bit different?
I don't really know. Are you kind of like psychic, or do I need to tell you something? I want to be cleared out.
Well, I am getting relationships. I call myself intuitive versus psychic. I don't know. It's just my personal preference, but I am getting you could use some clearing on relationships. I was wanting to check in with you before we went into that to see if there was anything that you were thinking you wanted to work on instead of that. But seems like you've got some blocks in like the romantic relationship department. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I'm getting is I'm not getting any specifics about that. It's just what I've told you, but I feel like there are three significant men that you could clear with that, and this goes back to maybe your very first relationship, or even it didn't even necessarily have to be a serious relationship, someone that you had strong feelings for, which I feel is more appropriate in your case. A lot of times we take what goes on in a relationship and we take whatever happened in that relationship and we kind of transpose it into the next relationship, into the next relationship, and it creates sort of a relationship pattern that is not necessary, that doesn't really need to be there. And this is something that I feel like is happening with you, and I'm not getting any more details than that, maybe for your own personal privacy's sake, but if you want to share anything, you're welcome to. And then I just want to ask that we clear those three relationships. It would be helpful if you could name their initials, you know, maybe their first initial or their last initial, anything that tells you who we are talking about, so that I make sure that we get the three correct people, because it has to be clear to you for us to actually clear them.
Okay.
So can you think
you
of three people?
Three initials.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can come to mind, I guess, is JSC.
It's the C that isn't testing strong for you.
Strong?
So there's somebody else.
I don't know. I'm a little bit confused.
Okay. Let me see if I can get anything else. What are you confused about?
I don't know.
What we're doing?
Just what you're talking about. What about my mom? Do you see anything from my mom?
We could clear between you and your mother as well.
Do you see my biological mother? She starts with a V.
Actually, that feels pretty clear with your biological mother. So do you have someone else, a different mother than your biological mother?
Yes. She passed away.
Okay. Okay, that's the one. I guess that's the one that raised you. That's the one that would benefit you the most to clear with. That actually feels, it doesn't feel.
Why would I need to clear with her? What is it that I would need to clear? I mean,
people ask me this a lot because, you know, when somebody has passed away, they wonder why they've got to clear with them. This is anything that you are holding on to about the relationship. So, for example, my mother is passed as well, and I had to clear anger. I was angry with her because of, there was kind of like a sense of betrayal. And even though she's not here anymore and that's not something that's playing out in our relationship, it is something that is affecting me. You've heard those sayings, like if you don't forgive someone, it only hurts you. It's like holding a ball of fire in your own hand. It's not hurting the other person as much as it's hurting you. It's that kind of thing.
I'm on the radio right now. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, you are. So that kind of thing. You just want to let go of anything that you're holding on within that relationship that
do you
may not
think
be
that do you feel like I'm angry with my mom that raised me? Because I don't feel like that.
No, that was mine. I feel like you have picked up some patterns that would just serve you to clear a little bit. And, you know, a lot of times we as children pick up patterns from our parents, and not all of them are serving us specifically. They may have served our parents, but our parents are different people. And mm-hmm. So with you, I feel that's more of it. And it may be something that becomes apparent to you later. It may not, but what it usually does when we clear these is it just gives us a sense of freedom, and it allows us to move forward in other areas of our life where we may have been stuck. And that's what I feel with your mother. I feel like it's going to free you up a little bit.
I understand, but I think that she was good to me. I think she
was. Oh, yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. I do. So let's see. Let me just check in with anything else.
What about the, you know, my dad and everything? Did you clear that? Or
we haven't gone into a clearing yet because we've been just kind of discussing. Let's go ahead and clear all the stuff we've already talked about so far. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You may be able to feel this. I feel it very strong. I feel a lot of energy moving. I have created my work in a way where we don't need to discuss a lot of details. And a lot of times the details don't come to me either. What comes to me is what we need to know, what really is the important information that you know, aligns you with whatever clearing we can do for you. So, and I prefer it that way, because otherwise I'm just collecting information about everybody all the time, and that's not my preference. So I'm just explaining to you why I'm not like what you would think of when you're calling a psychic or an intuitive and saying, tell me everything about me. That is very different than what I do. I ask for the least amount of information possible, but the most amount of clearing, the maximum benefit to you. And I move very quickly in my work. We clear very deep. You might be feeling it already. Do you feel anything going on? Do you feel a lightening? Do you feel anything going on in your body?
I did feel something earlier when you said that you were clearing something with my dad earlier. I did feel something then.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's still quite a bit moving. Let me just check in to see if there's anything else we need to address. We're getting close to the time limit here.
I wanted you to take another call, too.
Oh, no, it's okay. We usually just take one. I like to just be really thorough with the people that I work with, so we usually just take one per segment. That may change in the future as, you know, things change quite a bit. But no, I think we're all good. I think that's good. Let me just check in and see if there's anything else we can do for Anne. I get no. How do you feel?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. If you get any clarity on anything that came up today, a lot of times that's the way the process works. It'll become clear to you after the fact. Give us a call back and share with us some insight if you also want to share any details about how you're feeling after the clearing. We do have to move on now. Thank you so much for calling in, Anne. And before we close, I just do want to take a minute and send out a quick prayer to everyone affected by the Boston Marathon incident today. We are sending our love and prayers to all of you, and would really love it if all of our listeners did the same, just took a moment to do the same thing today.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be here again next week, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, with another live call-in segment. And if you missed any part of the show today, the archives are on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
Time to start leaving it, time to start breathing it, time for sending
love. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.